The call for Barbara Howard and Richard Outram. Was that you, a ripple arrowing through the rows of barley, making no more noise than the wind does when it strokes their tassels? A call, but in the kind of sign language that shyness and a mind for teasing would conspire to shape, a mute challenge you knew I'd be too slow to pick up, to follow across the field at dusk, leap the tangled masses of deadfall bordering the pines, and zigzag through the undergrowth without breaking an ankle or heading into a tree. That was your specialty, not mine. I marvel at nature's reckless spending, how she throws lives around like small change. Each rabbit the foxes get to, each chipmunk frozen with tiny feet stretched out, unique as the dapple on each leaf as leaves drop by the millions. And you, my elusive whitetail, the pattern of extravagance sprouting from your head afresh each summer, fast-growing branchwork that outpaced the trees only to be cast off when the snows came. Was your airy leap also a spendthrift's toss? Or a headlong break to throw off gravity. Living in the country is like standing under a shining cascade of shed things, a flotsam of short lives spilling over the unmoving edge. So I should have guessed, on skis, doing my level best to catch what I remembered of your grace of stride, that the bare stalk tipped over in the field was no small tree. Though the wolves pared your bones to match the antler that you hadn't cast, none of the knobby awkwardness of bones hampered its branching flow. A silk-gloved hand tracing one last leap, daring me to follow.